Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand. I would understand.
So looking at what we have in platted subdivisions that are approved currently, we have over 10,000 lots that are currently do not have a building permit on them, that are vacant, that are available for building. We have over 6,400 lots that are currently on preliminary plats that have not been approved for building just yet. And based off of that information, at $1,600 a lot, roughly $26 million in potential revenue. And I would take that over the next 10 years because roughly there's about 1,500 houses built per year.
So this is the, I think she's the deputy budget director, Serena White, in Santa Rosa County, just kind of explaining where we're at with the potential to generate revenue from an impact fee, which would put a price tag, a tax, a fee, whatever you want to call it. Tax is probably a more appropriate term, on somebody when they build a new home. And if it's a single family detached, you're talking about $1,600. If you're talking about a multifamily, like they call it low rise and high rise, $1,100 or $800, depending. RV park spaces, $1,200. And then retail and commercial, office, industrial all have different price tags attached to them. Conversation Santa Rosa County has been having for years and years and years. You know, we got to raise more money in order to repair, refurbish, and improve our roads. The basic problem you have with impact fees is that they are only legally able to be used to remedy or to prepare in advance for the impact caused by the new home. So, for example, you cannot impose an impact fee in order to make Woodbine Road better because Woodbine Road is already terrible. And it's not the fault of the new house that Woodbine Road is bad. Like, for example, the Lakes of Woodbine, which is going to be a whole bunch of houses back in there. You can't put impact fees on them to fix Woodbine. Woodbine's already broken. But if, for example, you put a whole bunch of homes back in behind a road that's, you know, two-lane dirt road, and now all of a sudden you're going to have to pave it, they can pay an impact fee to pave that road because they are making the problem have to be fixed. You follow the difference? And Ed Henry, who's a builder, I thought did a really good job of explaining that in talking about this particular proposal.
Your comp plan identifies existing deficiencies. And Mr. Danheiser, and we all agree, impact fee law says you don't pay impact fees for existing deficiencies.
That's exactly right. And I think a lot of times when people talk about impact fees, they forget this part because what they say is, God, our roads are terrible. We've got to have impact fees in order to get our roads better in shape. You can't create impact fees to fix the current problems with the roads. What you can do with impact fees is build a new school. Now, that's a different kind of impact fee, but that's the kind of thing it could do. Or build a new road or expand a new road. But you can't use it to fix a road that's already bad.
It's already stated if a roadway is deficient prior to an impact caused by a new home being built, that homeowner is not responsible for paying an impact fee for that existing deficiency prior to building permit being pulled. But your study does just that.
Now, that's one issue, is the appropriateness of the spend. And if you look at the three zones that they've laid out, basically District 3 and then District 1, 2 and then District 4, 5, it starts to look a little bit weird the way this is laid out. And it starts to look like, you know, impact fees generated in one part of the county are going to be paying for improving road conditions in a completely different part of the county 20 minutes away by drive. And I don't even think that passes legal muster. And I didn't write the ordinance. I'm certainly not a lawyer. I know Tom Danheiser is way too good of a lawyer to, you know, let something like that go if it doesn't hold up. But, you know, as a sort of layman's perspective, that doesn't make much sense to me. Now, the home builders, they are opposed to new impact fees because they think it jacks up the price of the home and that makes it harder for them to sell their homes. And even though they pass it along, increasing prices is increasing prices. On the other hand, the people who view the newcomers as being the problem are the ones who say, look, if we didn't have all these new people, then, you know, you guys wouldn't be making all of your money. And if maybe you should have to pay for a little bit of the problem that you're cultivating.
But as long as they continue to bring new people to the area, they should help pay for the area in which they're coming to.
Which is true in a sense, right? That the home builders are bringing people, they're bringing customers in so they can sell to customers a place to live. And if that's creating the problem, and it is part of the problem, then maybe there ought to be something that they do. On the other hand, the way impact fees work, where people who move in the county to another part of the county or people who've lived here forever and suddenly buy a home, and it also the issue of if you have just you and your spouse living in a house and the people next door have four kids, why do you all pay the same impact fee, especially if they're driving? It's that kind of stuff that's frustrating about this topic, because it seems very irrational and sort of unfair and sort of xenophobic about punishing the new people who come here, including things like if you buy a new home here, you're going to have to pay a ton more in property taxes every year just because you don't have the homestead benefit and you're buying into an inflated real estate market. So you and the person next to you might have the same house, but if you're new to it and they're not new to it, you could be paying $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a year when they're paying $2,000 or $3,000 a year in property taxes. And that's not just one time, that's year over year over year. So we already have new people paying a disproportionately high share of the cost of infrastructure just in the fact that they don't get the homestead benefit. So what's the answer on impact fees? Well, I'll tell you about this in just a second. Jake's got traffic on the fives first.
All right. Not really seeing anything on the roadways to tell you about. It looks like Highway 98 is clear through Gulf Breeze and Navarre. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace this morning is looking good. Looks like I-10 and I-110 are at posted speeds, or maybe people are going faster, like we always say. And then Highway 29 is good from the Atmore cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. If you see anything out there on the roadway slowing you down, you can always report it to us on our traffic tip line. That phone number is 437-1620. You can call or text. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to the conversation about impact fees. James Calkins, who's running for re-election, wants to make a big stink about how he hates taxes and hates government. And, you know, he's now advocating for sort of a soft anarchist view, like, let the road suck, it's okay.
I'm throwing out some facts, and I'll just tell you, just like with all governments, and it's just like our founders, I wouldn't ever trust the government. They always got their hand out for more, 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 and they grow. I'm not for any more taxes.
Which he said many, many, many times because...
You know, there's another thing where folks are saying, oh, they're going to vote down the half-cent sales tax. Well, I'll tell you right now, I'd vote down the half-cent sales tax anyway, whether this goes through or not, because it's just more taxes. We have enough money right now in our budget to pave roads, to do what we need to do to help our county.
And that's an open question, whether we really have enough money right now to do everything that needs to be done. I would say the answer is no, or it'd be happening, you know, right? You just kind of look at the end results, unless what you say is the money is being so badly mismanaged that that's why we have current problems. Sam Parker says he'd like to have something where you pay a little bit of an upfront fee, but then after that, everybody pays the same. So he prefers the idea of something like an impact fee, but then property taxes are based on, he didn't really specify this, but not the property value, but instead something like the number of people or the number of cars or something like that, like a flat fee, the way sewer connections work. And I actually agree with that, too. That's much more philosophically clean than kind of the current system we had. One of the things that he pointed out, I thought this was actually a really good point that Sam made, was sometimes new construction, like industrial or retail, actually alleviates traffic problems. Like the Piggly Wiggly that went in over on Wallace Lake Road. That would have to pay an impact fee if it went in under this new system when it gets ratified, if it does get ratified. But he says, look, having the Piggly Wiggly close to people's houses actually saves wear and tear on the roads.
But under this new ordinance that we're discussing today, if that Piggly Wiggly was built after this is in place, the owner, who was born and raised and lives right here in Santa Rosa County, would have to pay an additional impact tax of approximately $55,000 based on his store before he could open his business today, even knowing that it reduces impact to our roads by those people not driving all the way to Five Points. to get their groceries.
And that's just one of these, if you think about it, that's probably true. There's actually less damage to roads because of that. Now, they did have to, you know, build and widen some of the existing roads in order to get there. So, you know, how exactly do you judge the impact of something? Well, that's part of the challenge with impact fees is, you know, they have to be even and fair across the board, and then you have to use them in the right way only to alleviate the extra problems created by the new construction. Is it sometimes true that somebody builds a thing and it actually shortens people's travel? Certainly that can be. It's just it's complicated. So he is against the impact fee. You have James Calkins is against the impact fee. The other three commissioners who voted for it the other day, what they're saying is basically, look, we need to do kind of an across-the-board reassessment of generating more revenue so that we can really work on roads and bridges and infrastructure. This is part of the pie, especially because many, many, many voters have come up and said they will not vote for the local option sales tax for roads and bridges unless you also have impact fees. So as a political decision, this is their way of saying, okay, we want the local option sales tax. If we also offer impact fees, can we get everybody to agree to both things? And that's what they wound up doing. It's a contingency. When we vote in November, you're going to vote on local option sales tax, the 0.5% increase in that. And if that passes, then also these impact fees will go into place. And if that does not pass, then impact fees will not go into place. So in Santa Rosa County, you're getting a 2-for-1 vote kind of situation on your local option sales tax increase and also on your impact fees. And we're going to have a lot of conversation between here and there about whether that's a good thing or not. 623 on News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KelleyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it on the Pensacola Extra Channel. Join them Friday as they detail what's going on in your city parks and resource centers. It's time to get out and play. Tune in Friday at 9 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
For a limited time only, save 35% on New South Windows products and installation.
Tune in today at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Dr. John Stevenson from Pensacola State College. We'll be on the show talking about everything you need to know regarding spring and summer registration, campus tours, financial aid, and everything in between. That's today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Pensacola State College.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
We used to argue about whose turn it was to clean the gutters, but then I had Leaf Filter gutter protection installed.
Wait, I told you Leaf Filter had free inspections and estimates and a lifetime guarantee.
Meaning we never have to argue about whose turn it is to clean the gutters again.
But I visited leaffilter.com/beacon first.
No, I did.
It doesn't matter who. Visit leaffilter.com/beacon to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Al, you're so perfect. Such a young guy. You not only have the right stuff, you have the right job.
and the right hair.
I, of course, have the long hair.
Good morning, 526 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Let's go to Jake first and get a little traffic report. Jake?
Well, we're looking great on our roadways, not seeing any accidents reported by FHP. And looking at the congestion maps, looks like I-10 and I-110 are flowing smoothly. Highway 98 east and west through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is looking good. If you're coming out of Milton through Pace on Highway 90 this morning, you're looking good all the way out of Pace and to Scenic Highway. Highway 29 is good from the Atmore Cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. And looks like Lillian, Jackson, Navy, New Warrington, all accident free. If you do see anything out there on the roadway slowing you down, let me know about it. Call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The Justice Department is refusing to turn over recordings of President Biden's interview about his improper handling of classified documents. House Republicans set Monday as the deadline for Attorney General Merrick Garland to release the records or potentially face a contempt of Congress charge. Sentencing day in Michigan for James and Jennifer Crumbly. They're the parents of Oxford High School shooter Ethan Crumbly. Both were convicted in separate trials on four counts of involuntary manslaughter, and they each face a maximum sentence of 15 years in prison. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's now picked a date to start an offensive in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. While he didn't reveal the date, he said yesterday that entering the city is necessary for victory over Hamas. Israel believes that several Hamas battalions and leaders have entered Rafah over the last 6 months.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 437-1620, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, trying to decide if it's time. And look, I know, you know, you tend to put it off because it's inconvenient to buy a car. Nobody likes buying a car. Who gets up in the morning like, oh, I'm so excited to go buy a car? Okay, money bags. Settle down. But most people, right? It's not fun. You got to deal with the salespeople. You got to go to the place and feel like they're harassing you. And you got to just leave me alone. Frontier Motors understands that. That's actually, like, when you go, you don't feel that way at all. I didn't feel that way at all. When we went and bought a car, it was the best car buying experience we ever had. And we really just went to look at a car because we wanted a test drive to make sure it was going to be the one we wanted to buy when time came 6 months later that we were going to really have to buy it, because we had a head gasket going out in our old caravan and we knew it wasn't today, but we knew it wasn't long off in the future. Anyway, so we drove a car and they're like, you want to look at a price? I mean, sure. Okay, fine. You know, well, that's a good price. You can come down a little bit? Sure. Can you give us a day? Sure. Called them back. Can you come down a little bit more? Sure. I mean, can we buy it? Like, that's how hard it was to buy a car. It was super easy. And the follow-up afterwards and just every part of the experience. Like, they really think, what do people hate about buying cars and how can we not do that stuff? And then they don't do that stuff. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the big buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 629 on News Radio 92.3. Did you see this crazy story about this woman who got eclipse fever and went on I-10 yesterday and shot at some other cars with an AR-15? Yeah, no kidding.
What?
One shot out windows on a car and nicked a girl, just barely wounded her, and then another shot at another woman, like going the other direction on I-10 and shot her. Apparently everybody's okay, but for the gunshot wounds. But, you know, they're going to live. What a crazy story. And she had actually told people, you know, I believe God's telling me to go out and... You know, God's not really saying that. Not ever. So, man, what a just horrible, crazy, stupid story from Eclipse Day yesterday.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. President Biden laying out a new student debt forgiveness plan from Wisconsin.
My administration will propose a new rule to cancel up to $20,000 in runaway interest for any borrower that owes more now than when they started paying the loan.
President Biden has canceled more than $140 billion in student debt for millions of Americans. Special Counsel Jack Smith's team wants the Supreme Court to reject former President Donald Trump's claim that he is immune from prosecution in a case charging him with plotting to overturn the 2020 election. A hearing is set for April 25th. The parents of convicted high school shooter Ethan Crumbly will be sentenced today in a Michigan courtroom. James and Jennifer Crumbly were found guilty of involuntary manslaughter earlier this year, and each could face up to 15 years in prison. Their son, Ethan, is currently serving a life sentence. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's 66 degrees, mostly cloudy this morning in Pensacola. Well, yesterday on board NAS Pensacola, there was a bit of a meeting of the minds between local leaders over just what could be done to ease the traffic on Blue Angel Parkway during Blue Angel practice days.
The first line of defense was try to improve the traffic pattern. The base is going to try to improve their, you know, their process to, you know, screening people as quickly as they can to get them on the base.
That is District 2 Escambia County Commissioner Mike Kohler. And at the county level, he tells Channel 3 that they plan to put some more signage up on Gulf Beach Highway, stripe the outlets coming out of the neighborhoods to keep drivers out of the box. Over the next few weeks, the county's traffic engineers will be monitoring traffic heading onto the base. And Kohler says the sheriff's office is willing to help, but they just consider it a traffic jam and they aren't sure if more deputies would really do a whole lot to help or not. Over $1 million is headed towards northern Santa Rosa County for some much-needed infrastructure and upgrades. During yesterday's committee meeting, commissioners highlighted $600,000. That's going to be spent building a cell phone tower at Whiting Aviation Park to improve 5G capability. Commissioner Kerry Smith shared this story from last summer's groundbreaking ceremony at the park.
We had a member of our staff that got a little hot because it was blazing, flipping hot out there and fainted, and we had to call emergency services, and we had to drive 2 miles down the road to find a spot where we could get cell coverage. So that's something that's been a problem.
And another $500,000 will go towards the county-owned Jay Hospital. The money will be used to replace the awning there where ambulances deliver patients, as well as converting 8 of their patient rooms to negative pressure rooms to help people who have respiratory illnesses. Well, in Alabama, lawmakers are trying to come to some type of an agreement on gambling. The state house there has put a bill in place that would include 7 casinos and an education lottery that would be projected to bring in about $900 million a year. The state senate also has a plan. Theirs would only allow a lottery, with projections reaching about a half million dollars there. The world-famous sculptor who created Pensacola's Chappie James Jr. statue, who also happens to be the first black man selected to be an astronaut, is finally going to go to space. Ed Dwight has been selected for an upcoming Blue Origin spaceflight. The 90-year-old was first selected to be the first black astronaut back in 1961 by the JFK administration. He ended up being passed over for that role at that time and then went on to become the sculptor that we all know. Dwight's Chappie James Jr. statue will be the centerpiece at the Chappie James Memorial Plaza at the foot of the bridge once that is completed. And Escambia County Public Schools is looking for teachers for next year. The district is hosting a teacher hiring event in May at Booker T. Washington High School. That's going to be May 4th from 9 a.m. until 11:30. And if you're interested in a job, you can view the available jobs and submit an application online before that event. The district also asking those who are interested in teaching jobs to go ahead and upload their resume and send in their transcripts by May 2nd. Well, 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. And that would be Jake, who's got our traffic on the bus.
All right. Yeah, I'm just kind of getting late to my headphones here. This traffic report brought to you by Lowe's. I'm not really seeing anything on the roadways out there. Looking with FHP, they're not reporting any accidents that are slowing anything down. Looking at Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre, no issues there. If you're coming out of Milton through Pace on Highway 90 this morning, not seeing any issues. Highway 29 south through Cantonment and Inslee, no issues there. Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in clear. Davis Highway is clear from the I-10 overpass through Creighton, Brent, and Fairfield. If you do see anything out there on the roadway slowing you down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line. That phone number is 437-1620. Shop Lowe's best savings for spring during SpringFest. Start your gardening projects with deals on mulch, annuals, and more. Shop the best savings for spring during SpringFest because Lowe's knows spring. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to have mostly cloudy skies today with temperatures warming up near 74 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 68. For Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms move in as we go into the afternoon, evening hours. Storms could be strong under an enhanced risk of severe weather, level 3 out of 5 for severe storms. Temperatures on Wednesday warming up near 76, dropping overnight near 63. Storms will come to an end by 10 p.m. on Wednesday, and we will look calmer as you go into Thursday. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 66 in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze, 59 reported in Milton. Your next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The IRS has released an important update for Direct File, the agency's free tax filing program. Treasury officials said users can now automatically import key return verification details from the IRS, which has been the top mistake before filing. The pilot is available for certain taxpayers in 12 states and will remain open for rejected returns until April 20th. Baltimore officials said removing the 140 containers from the cargo ship that crashed into the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge will take weeks. The removal of the debris and the vessel is key to the reopening of the largest port for auto imports and exports in the country, as well as clothing, household goods, construction materials, electronics, and more. Engineers have estimated the port will be restored to normal capacity by the end of May. Futures are little changed. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials dropped 11 and the S&P 500 down 1. That's your money now.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Call 877-92-STEEL. That's 877-92-STEEL. To see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies from Fortune 500 corporations to startups have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
I'm very impressed with General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Call 877-92-STEEL to find out how quickly your business can move into one of our quick construction kits, like a 50 by 100 perfect for the small business owner, or a 200 by 450 favorite of the Fortune 500. Just call 877-92-STEEL. That's 877-92-STEEL.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner, and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace.
At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Edit, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Music.
to 641 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Devan Cook is the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Joins us the day after we have the County Commission Committee meeting, which is always on a Monday, and then the regular meeting is on a Thursday for Santa Rosa County. Devan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Hey, we are for our purposes ignoring the drama, what James Calkins called the llama drama. We'll get to that. I don't know if we'll have time to get to it today, but that's not your business. Your business instead is there's actually kind of a lot of stuff on this agenda. Before we get to that, I did want to ask you though about this story involving the. I don't know, the P&J headline, I think, called it a theft, stolen money, $800,000 from the Santa Rosa clerk of the court's office. South Santa Rosa News said theft is not the right term, that it was money that was actually disbursed by a member of the staff, and a lot of that money has been gotten back now. Can you just provide a little bit of clarity about what's actually happening here?
Well, there is an ongoing investigation with several branches of law enforcement that are involved and bank investigators with one of the banks that we work with, but the money, it was not, it almost sounded like the money was stolen by someone. That is not the case. It is, as you said, it's a case related to some funds that were transferred to a vendor that does work for Santa Rosa County. Other than that, the details are still unfolding, and there's lots of information floating around out there, and hopefully in the next couple of days we can get better information and give some kind of a press release that will help everyone understand what the situation is and where we are.
Okay, so it's kind of under investigation. We're not 100% sure what's happening. Are the numbers in the right ballpark, though? $800,000 was sent, and then something like $300,000 has been returned back, or can you even say?
That's the information I have, but again, I haven't spoken to any of the law enforcement or investigators directly, but that is what I've been told.
Okay, fair enough. Good, and I know we'll look forward to getting better information when you have it, of course. One of the things that, there's so much I want to talk about with you. One of the big projects you're working on, improvements to Jay Hospital and also improved cell service in the North End, which has been this always problem for the longest time in both counties, but particularly in Santa Rosa County as well, right?
Yes, and the project that was discussed in our meeting yesterday and that's hopefully will be approved on Thursday is specifically around the Whiting Aviation Park and that area of Santa Rosa County. That's one area that so far the state and federal funds had not really covered. So, as it relates to the Navy, to the people that live in that area and the Whiting Aviation Park, putting in this tower will help all those involved.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when we were there for the Leonardo ribbon cutting, groundbreaking, and Kerry Smith kind of told the story yesterday that, what had to be done to take care of a beloved staff member who had a heat-related incident, and like they had to drive him a couple of miles away just to be able to get cell service to call for the ambulance. I mean, that's bad, because that's, potentially life and death kind of stuff. So good to see those improvements being done. We also have a good news note. You can now tell a name that's behind the project name, right?
Yes, Project Runner is a project that's actually been ongoing for quite a few years through our Economic Development Department, and we announced yesterday it's a large company called Cheney Brothers, which is a food distribution company, and they're going to be putting a very large distribution center in our Milton Interchange Park, so that's a very positive step for our economic development in Santa Rosa County.
No, that's fantastic. And how many code name projects do you still have out there that are in the works that haven't been disclosed yet? Do you have is it one, two, three offhand? Do you remember?
We have probably six or eight that are still out there. This is ongoing with the growth of our industrial parks. We've added the I-10 park and the Milton Interchange Park. A lot of those are added through assistance from the Triumph funds. And county dollars haven't had to be spent for those. So our economic development department is constantly working to bring businesses in here. And at any given time, we've got letters of interest probably, the last time I looked, probably 6 or 8. I don't remember the exact count.
Wow. And just to remind me, in terms of handling the wastewater for those projects, you're building in one of the parks, you're actually building a wastewater treatment facility. But are you confident that regardless of what happens in Milton, or are you still dependent on what happens in Milton to be able to have wastewater treatment capacity for these new projects that are coming into the various parks?
We have everything covered.
Okay.
We still have some capacity with the city of Milton for our parks that has been on hold for us after the land exchange a couple of years ago. And so our plant should be online in early 25, we hope.
Okay.
We're pushing that. So that's all covered. We
Very
have
good. Okay.
Plenty of capacity to take care of the new programs. And that was the reason we started the project, to do the plant for our industrial park.
Perfect. And that's what I thought, but I just wanted to clarify because, you know, thinking about these changes, it's, you know, that's something people might be asking. We're talking to Devan Cook, Santa Rosa County Administrator. Hang on for just a second, Devan. Let's get Jake in here. Traffic on the fives.
All right. I'm not seeing anything out there on our roadways slowing you down. Looks like I-10 and I-110 are looking good. Not showing any slowdowns on Pine Forest or in Carr City. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is good. Highway 90 out of Milton through Pace. No accidents there. And Highway 29 is looking great from the Atmore Cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. If you see anything out there slowing you down, let me know. 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to Devan Cook, Santa Rosa County Administrator. We have a couple of roads projects. It's always roads projects right now in Santa Rosa County. One is Berry Hill that you're where at the contract stage for the widening. Is that right?
For the design, yes. We are approved the contract, or we'll approve one Thursday with Moffitt Nickel for design services for widening and safety on Berry Hill Road from Schmuckle Highway over to Berry Hill Road. So that's a huge project and just the beginning. We anticipate that we'll continue that widening project on over toward the Milton area to help take some of the pressure off of the road there, off Berry Hill Road.
Very good. And I guess the original plan was maybe just to do a resurfacing with a bike path, but you decided, no, we really need capacity improvement here. Is that right?
Yeah. You know, our engineering department came forward and said, we're going to waste money if we put this bike path in and then in 2 years we tear it out. We just need to go ahead and look at widening. And so we actually returned some grant funds to DOT, FDOT, that had been allocated, and we're asking to reassign those funds or new funds to assist us with the complete widening project, which will include sidewalk or bike path, it'll go from a 2-lane to a 4-lane project.
Yeah, I always see that. We see some of those roads here in Escambia County that, you know, all they do is kind of furbish them up a little bit, but don't actually expand capacity. And I always think, oh, missed opportunity, you know, but they're nicer now with sidewalks and bike lanes and all that kind of stuff. But it's better if you can increase capacity too, generally speaking. You also have 182, which is, I think of that as the Corn Maze Road. Goes from the Tom Thumb all the way at the other end to, you know, quite a ways to the east, east, and west, and that's going to get resurfaced too, right?
Yes, that project will be approved on Thursday as well for design and resurfacing and widening.
Widening. Okay.
On that road, yes. I was looking at my agenda, and it does include some widening of that road. And a lot of the roads, as we resurface, we widen them for safety. We're not necessarily adding lanes, but we're widening them for safety purposes.
But not adding additional lanage, just making the roads wider, that road wider. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And any solution that's been brought up? Because I know they got down toward the east side, you've got the corn and the farms and all that kind of stuff. And I know there's been a lot of conversation about the parking area on the north side, that people are crossing the road, and that's a very dangerous area. I've driven through there myself when people are kind of getting back and forth. And any progress on solving that problem that you know of?
Not that I'm aware of on that particular issue at
okay.
this point.
Okay. Last thing I wanted to ask you about, and if you don't know off the top of your head, that's perfectly fine, but there was a big conversation when you guys were talking about the taxes on Thursday, and Commissioner Calkins was making some allegations about, you know, we doubled the local option gas tax back in the day, and that turns out to have been a way of, you know, getting leverage and credibility with FDOT for getting construction projects. But he was throwing around a bunch of numbers, and it sounded like we're making all this money off the gas tax. We're not spending any of it on the roads. I think at one point he said there's either $12 or $16 million a year coming in from gas tax. We're only spending $2 million or $1.9 million a year on roads. Those numbers sounded like they couldn't possibly be true, but do you happen to know what the numbers really are in terms of the gas tax and how much money gets spent on the roads from that?
No, not right off, you know, just the top of my head, I don't. But I will tell you that those gas taxes are very heavily regulated.
Okay.
And anything that comes in for those gas taxes are spent specifically for road projects or for our road and bridge department. And so those, you know, we are using those as efficiently as we can to continue to improve the roads in Santa Rosa County.
Okay.
That's not something that supplanted a lot of money that we had and we diverted to other places. That's not what happened. We use those for road work and improvements.
Okay, so it's not as though the money is simply being unspent or not being used or something like that. There's a lot of limits on it. It can only be used for certain things. You are doing that as much as possible. But the main reason that you did that in the first place was in order to get sort of skin in the game buy-in from FDOT when you wanted to go to them to ask for money, right?
Well, that's certainly one of the things. But again, as the county is growing at such a rapid rate, you know, we're trying to keep up with capacity on the roads and safety on the roads. And so, you know, that as I recall, and I was not in this position at the time, but as I recall, that was one of the primary reasons for increasing the gas tax was to improve and expand our road system and not just maintain what we already had.
Got it. And just, you know, this is a question you can feel free not to answer because it's a political question maybe, but you know, you're leaving soon, so, you know, maybe you want to say, your perspective on, like, the local option sales tax, additional half cent for roads and bridges, the impact fee funding source for transportation as well. From your perspective, the county has enough money right now to handle all of its transportation infrastructure needs, or really does need to diversify and expand some funding sources in order to remediate the repairs not made and to make sure that the things that are being built are being built properly? Do you have a perspective on that?
Yes, and it's not really political. Myself and several of our staff members actually had 5 community meetings regarding this, so I'm very familiar with it. And the reality is we've got several hundred thousand dollars of capital projects. Most of those are road-related. There are some capital projects that are not road-related, but most of them are road and capacity-related. And if the additional funds don't come in from the second half penny, we'll just be status quo and trying to keep moving forward with what we've got. But that half penny would really improve the road systems in Santa Rosa County because, of course, if it's voted in, all of that money will go to transportation needs. And once again, those funds can't be used for salaries or other issues. They have to be used specifically for what the tax or what the allocation is for transportation. The county will function. They'll keep moving forward, but the other half cent will truly assist in continuing to improve our roads and increase capacity all over the county, which, as you know, is a problem right now, the growth we've had.
And, hey, I have to let you go, but just a real quick, you said hundreds of thousands. I assume you meant hundreds of millions of dollars.
I'm sorry, hundreds of millions.
Thank you. I know somebody probably heard that. Like, why can't we afford a few hundred thousand dollars? Well, that's not the right. No, perfect.
I'm sorry.
No. That's why I wanted to clarify. Hey, Devan, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for what you do keeping the county running and working on the transition as Brad's probably going to take over as the interim when you leave soon. But again, Santa Rosa County Administrator Devan Cook, thank you so much for the time, sir. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Andrew. Hope everyone has a great day.
Jake now has traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right, we're looking good on our roadways, not seeing any major accidents or slowdowns to report. Looks like Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. If you're coming out of Milton through Pace on Highway 90 this morning, not really seeing anything slowing you down there. Highway 29 is good from the Atmore Cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in clear. Davis Highway is clear from the I-10 overpass through Creighton, Brenton, Fairfield. And Cervantes is clear through the curve on Scenic Highway. If you see anything on the roadway slowing you down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
When Pete Salvato at Only Choice Healthcare talks to people about health insurance, they tell him they worry about having quality health insurance and their finances. Pete knows he will help with both. People are paying huge deductibles and premiums with Obamacare, but you can get a health plan with exclusive benefits and features. There's no deadlines, enroll anytime. Only Choice Healthcare offers freedom of choice on your medical providers and a zero deductible on all outpatient coverages, including surgery. If you're under 65 and in decent health, protect yourself and family. Call Pete and save 30 to 60% with better coverage. This is the best non-Obamacare plan available. Call Only Choice Healthcare at 352-683-3923. That's 352-683-3923. Or go to onlychoicehealthcare.com. It's the only choice. onlychoicehealthcare.com. A quality plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Missed it by that much.
All right, 6:59 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's go to David and get a... I keep doing this to you, David. We keep giving you like 10 seconds to do your news headlines. Go ahead, sir.
I'm going to have to learn how to talk faster here. President Biden meets with Japanese Prime Minister Kishida Wednesday in Washington. They're expected to announce several new agreements, including a new deal on bolstering chip making and strengthening supply chains.
Perfect.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.